This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Let's talk mighty tiny evergreens. My new Northern Gardener magazine came with an article by Susanna Schmurek, who happens to live in the same town I do. She also blogs at healthygreensavvy.com. Her article is titled Small but Mighty Evergreens and includes some darling little beauties for smaller landscapes. While there's been much talk, and with good reason, about the winter damage of many older evergreens, proper planting practices and better cultivars can help alleviate that issue. Since their color is so important to our winter landscapes, I hate to give them up. While they can be planted this time of year, conifers are best planted in the spring. Leif Connect of Connect's Nursery and a friend of mine says, be brutal when root pruning. I've showed you this before on my videos. That said, let's get to some of those gorgeous specimens. Tiny Tower is a dwarf Alberta spruce, a compact pyramidal shrub growing 4 to 6 feet tall, but just 2 feet wide. The densely growing foliage is bright green, turning gray-green at maturity. It prefers partial to full sun and is hardy to zone 3. For a little yellow globe delight, try Golden Globe Arborvitae. It grows only 2 to 4 feet high and wide. Get this, it handles clay soil, black walnut, and air pollution. Hardiness does seem to vary. There's Tiny Tim, similar to Golden Globe, but only growing 1 foot by 1 foot with green foliage. I have pictures and more information on all these plants on GardenBite.com. Oh, and one more. Celtic Pride is a Siberian cypress prized for its reddish winter color and toughness. And it prefers shade. Yeah. For more information, go to my website, find Garden Bite on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.